Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Element Encyclopedia of Birthdays by Teresa Chung is a large format reference guide in the modern astrology and self-discovery genre. Built around the idea that the day and month you were born can be used to create a practical personality profile, rather than offering a single system. The book blends several popular metaphysical frameworks, including astrology, numerology, and tarot, and also draws on color associations and broadly psychological language to make the readings approachable. Its central feature is a complete set of daily entries for the calendar year, including leap day. Designed so readers can quickly turn to their birth date and find a tailored overview, each entry aims to describe strengths and weaknesses as well as everyday life implications, such as relationship patterns, work preferences, and common challenges. The tone is intended to be accessible and usable, positioning the book as something readers can consult for themselves and also use to better understand friends, family, and colleagues. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a day-by-day birthday profiling system for all 3666 dates. The book is structured as a birthday encyclopedia. Each calendar date receives its own dedicated profile, making the main method of use simple and immediate. Instead of requiring readers to calculate a full natal chart or learn technical astrological rules, it invites them to start with the most basic input, their birth date, and then read a summary designed to feel personally relevant. This format supports browsing as well as targeted lookup, so readers often use it both for self-reflection and for interpreting the personalities of people they know. Because the entries are date-specific, the book emphasizes distinctions between people who share a zodiac sign but have different birthdays, suggesting that day-level nuances add extra detail beyond sun sign astrology. The entries commonly focus on personality traits and behavioral tendencies, but they are framed as guidance rather than strict prediction. The day-by-day organization also encourages comparison across dates, letting readers notice recurring themes and how the book differentiates similar temperaments. As a reference tool, it functions like a catalog of profiles that can be returned to repeatedly rather than read once in a linear way. Secondly, an integrated approach combining astrology, numerology, tarot, and color associations, a defining feature of the Element Encyclopedia of Birthdays, is its multi-system synthesis. The book explicitly positions itself as more than a horoscope collection by merging astrology with numerology and tarot symbolism, then reinforcing those components with color-themed associations and accessible psychological framing. In practice, this means a birthday profile is presented as a composite portrait. Astrological ideas contribute temperament and style, numerology contributes symbolic meaning tied to numbers, and tarot adds archetypal imagery that supports interpretation. The value of this approach is that it offers multiple lenses on the same person, which can make the descriptions feel richer to readers who already enjoy metaphysical traditions. It also helps beginners, because if one framework feels unfamiliar, another may be more intuitive. The color component functions as an additional symbolic cue, linking moods or strengths to an easily grasped reference point. Importantly, the book aims for practical readability rather than technical training in any one discipline. It uses the blended systems to create an interpretive narrative that is meant to be quick to consult, memorable, and suitable for everyday reflection. Thirdly, personality insights that include strengths, quirks, and shadow tendencies. Each birthday entry is designed to read like a compact personality dossier. Alongside positive qualities such as talents, motivations, and social style, the book also addresses less flattering angles, often framed as a dark side or typical pitfalls. This dual emphasis is central to why the work is used for self-development rather than entertainment alone. By naming both strengths and vulnerabilities, the profiles encourage readers to recognize patterns they might want to reinforce or manage. The shadow-oriented material is typically presented as a caution how a trait can become unbalanced, what a person may struggle with, or what behavior can create friction in relationships and work. Because the language is interpretive and archetypal, it lends itself to journaling, conversation, and reflection rather than deterministic labeling. Readers can also use this structure for comparison. Looking up multiple birthdays can highlight how the book distinguishes assertiveness from stubbornness, sensitivity from moodiness, or ambition from control tendencies. Even for those who approach it skeptically, the inclusion of weaknesses and challenges can make the profiles feel more rounded than purely flattering readings. Fourthly, relationship guidance, ideal partners, and interpersonal dynamics. Relationship content is a major practical application of the birthday profiles. The book commonly points readers toward compatibility ideas by describing what types of partners suit a given temperament and what patterns may cause conflict. Rather than treating love as pure fate, it frames relationships as interactions between needs, communication styles, and personal growth edges. This makes the material useful, not only for romantic questions, but also for understanding friends, family members, and coworkers. A reader can look up another person's birthday and compare profiles to anticipate where harmony might come easily and where misunderstandings could arise. The guidance is typically presented as tendencies and preferences, such as what someone values in a partner, how they handle intimacy, and what they do under stress. Because the book blends symbolic systems, the relationship advice often feels like a synthesis of archetypes and practical suggestions, giving readers a language for discussing differences without reducing people to a single label. Used thoughtfully, these sections function as prompts for empathy and better boundaries, even for readers who mainly enjoy the material as a reflective tool. Lastly, life direction themes, career fit, challenges, luck factors, and well-being prompts, beyond personality description. The birthday entries commonly extend into life application categories. They often include ideas about suitable work styles or career directions, along with challenges a person may face in pursuing goals. This makes the book appealing to readers who want more than self-description and are looking for concrete prompts about decision-making. The profiles also tend to mention luck-related factors and best days as symbolic timing cues, a familiar feature in popular metaphysical writing. While these elements are not presented as scientific forecasting, they provide a structured way for readers to think about risk, opportunity, and momentum. Some entries include well-being-related prompts, encouraging awareness of stress patterns or health sensitivities in a general, non-clinical way. In combination, these categories position the book as a personal guide for reflection on habits and direction, what environment someone thrives in, what they may need to watch out for, and what strengths can be leveraged. Even readers who do not take every point literally can use the prompts to identify priorities, set intentions, and open conversations about work, lifestyle, and long-term development. In conclusion, the Element Encyclopedia of Birthdays best suits readers who enjoy astrology, tarot, numerology, and related symbolic systems, especially those who prefer a quick reference format over complex technical study. It is also a strong fit for people who like personality frameworks as tools for self-reflection, journaling, or improving communication, because the book invites comparison across birthdays and highlights both strengths and common pitfalls. Practically, the main benefit is usability. You can consult it in minutes. Yet the entries are detailed enough to spark longer reflection about relationships, work preferences, and recurring challenges. Intellectually, it offers a clear example of how modern metaphysical publishing blends multiple traditions into a single, consumer-friendly profiling system, making it interesting even to readers who approach it as cultural or psychological curiosity. What helps it stand out from many sun sign horoscope books is its day-specific scope and its deliberate integration of several systems rather than relying on one lens. While no birthday-based profile will feel equally accurate to every reader, the book remains a distinctive, comprehensive reference for exploring identity themes through symbolic interpretation. If you would like to support Teresa Chung, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.